Welcome to the AT Tips Cast, exploring and investigating different implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode number 7, recorded on March 1st, 2008. I got a few quick announcements before we jump into the tips this week. First, I'm feeling much better, thanks to all of you who sent an email wishing me to get better. Second, I'd like to thank Ken White, who added a comment on the attipscast.wordpress.com site this past week. His comment let everyone know that Read Please, which I mentioned during episode number 6, is not Vista compatible, but that Text Aloud is an alternative that is Vista compatible. I haven't had a chance to check out that program yet, but I plan to. But don't wait for me. You can check out Text Aloud at www.nextup.com. Third, I got to go to the VISTE conference this past weekend. VISTE is the Virginia Society for Technology and Education. Yeah, I know. I just got back from FETC, and a month later, I'm on to the next state conference. That's pretty cool, eh? Yeah, I'm a very lucky boy. But that should be the last conference I get to attend in a while. Now, I missed the first day, which had a whole assistive technology and instructional technology get-together. I also missed the opening keynote speaker. Actually, I missed the whole first day of the conference because I was sick and I just couldn't make the trek to Roanoke. That was really too bad because I would have loved to get some interaction with some other professionals in a forum that wasn't just sitting and listening during a breakout session. Oh well, maybe I'll get to do it next year. I did make it to the breakout sessions on Monday and Tuesday, and boy, did I learn a ton. In fact, I learned so much that I thought I'd give you my top 5 things I learned at the VISTE conference 2008. These 5 tips take some explanation, so rather than trying to fit them into this episode, I split them into 2 episodes. So without further ado, here are AT tips number 10 and 11 from the top 5 things I learned at VISTE 2008. Number 5, www.prometheanplanet.com. Now, I don't get any kickbacks from Promethean, but this site was pretty cool, so I have to mention it. Promethean is a company that is best known for its interactive whiteboards. The boards can be used as a large touchscreen monitor for a computer. The company also has software called Active Studio, where teachers make lessons using digital flip charts. I kind of equate these to PowerPoint presentations in that these flip charts can be used solely as presentation of content, or they can be more interactive. The Active Studio software has many features that help make it work especially with interactive whiteboards. For example, one feature that I liked is the built-in protractor and ruler functions. If you don't have Active Studio or an active board, you can download the Active Studio Flipchart Viewer for free from the Promethean website. I'll have that link up on the attipscast.wordpress.com site. www.prometheanplanet.com has many pre-made lessons and activities you can view and use using the free Flipchart Viewer. There is one small thing I should mention here. I only saw this at the conference. I haven't actually tried it yet, so there may be some limitations that I am, as of yet, not aware of. Number 4, www.picnic.com. P-I-C-N-I-K. This website is an online photo editor. It's like a free online version of Photoshop. What's cool about this site is that you or students can upload photos and edit them in all sorts of fun and interesting ways, with all the sort of cool filters that they have built into the site. Most websites make you register, but not picnic.com. Once you upload a picture, various tabs appear across the top of the screen. The Create tab allows you to apply different filters to the picture, add text, add objects, and the objects are updated by the season. So right now there are a whole bunch of Irish St. Patrick's Day objects up there. And there's more things you can do as well. I see so many different uses for this website, including digital storytelling, vocabulary review, coming up with story starter ideas, social situation stories, describing or labeling objects, and, well, I could go on, but you just need to try it, and especially with students messing with a picture of themselves. Have them try the gooify effect on themselves. I'm sure it will be a blast. That that about does it for this week's episode. You'll have to wait to hear the top three things I learned at the VISTI Conference 2008 until the next episode. I want to thank all of the organizers of VISTI and everyone in Roanoke for their hospitality. It was a fun and fantastic conference, and I really hope I get to go back next year. If you got to go to VISTI, or if you have any questions, comments, stories of successful technology integration, ideas for segments to the show, or really anything at all, please contact me at attipscast@gmail.com. Until next time, may all your interventions be inclusive, and may all your strategies be supportive.